Now we've arrived at the final tasting illustration, the Swedish version of mulled wine, glögg. And this is a drink that smells like Christmas to many. But glögg hasn't always been a holiday tradition.
No, but it does feel like December in liquid form for most of us.
Today, yes. But once upon a time, people drank warm, spiced wine all year round. The word glögg comes from the old Swedish glödga, to heat. Originally, this was considered a health tonic.
Like medicine?
Exactly. People believed the body was made up of four humors, and if you got sick, it meant something was out of balance. So wine infused with spices, like cinnamon and cardamom, was thought to restore harmony.
And those spices do have real properties. Anti-inflammatory, decongestant, all that.
Even kings like Gustav Vasa drank spiced wines with names like Hippocras and Lutendrank. It was regal, luxurious, expensive.
But then it became something for the people and for Christmas.
And that's where it stayed. Lucky us.
And now we get to taste it.
At last.
Glögg is like a scent memory. Just warming it up brings Advent to life. But the flavour is more complex than people think. Spices like cinnamon, clove and cardamom carry entire worlds, warming, awakening. And there's usually a hint of citrus, a quiet nod to warmer places.
Swirl your glass a bit and you'll notice something begin to unfold.
Yes, here comes raisin, orange peel, gingerbread, maybe even a tiny kick of black pepper, and something softer too. Dried fig, a hint of toffee, a bit of burnt sugar. It's warm, spiced, inviting. Glögg should be sweet and full-bodied, but never cloying. That little grip at the end, that's what makes it feel grown up.
Still, there's something beautiful about a once royal luxury becoming a drink for everyone, from palace halls to countryside cabins.
From royal courts to evenings at home in woolly socks, that's the journey of glögg. Cheers to that.
Cheers indeed. And with this, our flavour journey reaches its grand finale. I hope you'll stay a little longer here in the exhibition, Sweden, Spirits of a Nation, and keep exploring. Because Swedish drinking culture is so much more than glögg, whiskey, Swedish punch and aquavit.
There's a whole world waiting to be discovered, and it starts right here.